Bonjour, je m'appelle Thomas.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Carlos.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Wen.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Michael.
Et bonjour, je m'appelle Matteo.
Today we'll be talking about the Amphitheater of Elgem. The Amphitheater of Elgem is a UNESCO World Heritage Site located in the city of Elgem, Tunisia. The amphitheater is a magnificent piece of architecture that combines both Roman and Arabic roots and is the biggest coliseum in North Africa. It is constructed entirely out of stone with no foundations and is completely freestanding. The amphitheater was built to be similar to the Colosseum in Rome with a capacity of 35,000 spectators, making it one of the biggest amphitheaters in the world.
The amphitheater was built in 238 AD at present-day Tunisia by Kit Klasike in the 1st century BC and 2nd century AD. It became a very popular star attraction and drew visitors from around the area at the time. It was built to showcase events such as the Gladiator Games as well as small-scale chariot races. The Gladiator Games lasted until the end of the Roman Empire in the 5th century and were when two people got into a ring and fought sometimes to the death for the entertainment of the people. Gladiators usually were people who were society's outcasts, such as common or political prisoners, so it was a form of punishment when they fought in the Gladiator Games. There were also dungeons and lion cages built underneath the amphitheater.
In the Middle Ages, the amphitheater was used as a fortress, and the people of the city sought shelter there from the attacks of the Vandals in the 430s and from the Ottomans in 647. In 1659, during the Revolution of Tunis, Mohammed Bey El-Muradi made an opening in one of the walls of the amphitheater to protect the city from Ali Bey El-Muradi's army, who gathered inside the theater to invade the city. It is believed that the amphitheater was used as a salt manufacturer in the end of the 18th and 19th centuries. In the second half of the 19th century, the amphitheater was adapted and became one of the first shopping malls in the world, housing various shops, trading posts, and even an early currency exchange. During the 1950s, the government of Tunisia banned all commerce in the amphitheater, and in 1979, it was declared an intangible cultural and historical site by UNESCO. Today, it remains one of the most popular tourist destinations in the whole of Africa, receiving approximately 1 million tourists every year.
The amphitheater of Elgem has had several connections in popular culture. For example, the popular sportswear company Nike used its location to shoot a commercial in 1996. The commercial depicts a gladiator-style soccer game and features many famous players such as Eric Cantona and Ronaldo. The amphitheater has also been featured in movies such as the 1979 British comedy film Monty Python's Life of Brian. It has also been featured in the television series Long Way Down and The Amazing Race One. The amphitheater also appeared in the historical drama film Gladiator. The reason for its involvement in popular culture is because of its impressive size and architecture.
I hope you learned a lot about the Amphitheatre Elgem. It is a historical place filled with culture that has been referenced in numerous literary works and films. An interesting area with wondrous details, and will remain a beautiful location filled with culture and life for decades to come.